This is Deep Space Dishwashing, written by Agent of Angst and read by Flower Parish. Summary: Emmy falls into a routine that feels similar to one they had on Earth. Emmy had gotten used to much of the routine of Deep Space Discounts. A lot of it was still stressful and unfamiliar, but some of it had become mundane. So mundane, in fact, that it was like she was still on Earth. That similarity struck them during one of the small slivers of a break Emmy was able to carve out for themselves. While they had the one meal token a day, 6 days a week, they had an almost unlimited supply of battery acid. Well, that was what Bucket called it. It had taken a few weeks for Emmy to discover that not only could she drink it, it was not unlike coffee. Well, it tasted awful and made Emmy anxious as hell, so it was actually just like coffee. Bucket and Emmy were the only ones to drink it, though Emmy was half certain they'd seen Kip munch on the leftover grounds. Kip had done much weirder things in front of them, so they didn't think much of it. Whenever they had a free moment to spare and needed a caffeine boost, they'd grab a mug with Dee Dee's face on it, drink an almost warm mug of the stuff. Bucket would make a mug for them if he was in the break room, and then quickly wash the mug before returning to work. The close but not quite coffee wasn't what made Emmy feel like she was back on Earth, though. It was the dishwashing. Dee Dee's smug face staring back at her while she scrubbed transported her back to her own tiny kitchen, muttering curses at the dishes she'd forgotten to clean until ridiculously late at night. Emmy almost broke the mug they were washing. God damn it, I can't even go to space jail to escape the dishes. Of course, dishwashing would follow them here, just like Dee Dee's terrible face would follow them everywhere they went for the rest of their life. They were the two most inescapable forces throughout the galaxy. Forget about death and taxes. The end. Podficker fun fact. I actually have to go do my dishes now.